Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales from your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Mike Gingrich. As a lifelong endurance athlete, former executive, and wellness coach, Mike helps high-achieving professionals and athletes regulate their nervous system, recover from stress, and optimize performance, both in life and in sport. Mike, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
First off, thanks, Josh. Good to be here with you. And to answer that question, I'm going to say that we need to increase the response from a triggering event and our response. Okay, so we need to lengthen that out. So in order to get things done, the default is that we just react and there's no space. Something happens, boom. Our system goes and we go nutso on it. And that's a waste of time, a waste of energy, a waste of productivity. Honestly, what we need to do is it seems counterintuitive, but we need to create some space between that triggering event and our response, slow it down a little bit. And therefore, in that space, we can create a more grounded and better response that's going to be productive and efficient. How about that?
What you mean knee-jerk reactions aren't always the best?
There you go. There you go. I'm trying to get people to, take a look at what happens every time they do that and what's going on in their system and the end result. And if we can do that, we see that, across the board, it's not helping.
And let's dive into that. So we're The one thing that most people really don't understand is the way that our brains, our nervous systems, and everything is wired. It's designed for one thing and one thing alone, and that's survival. And the weird thing about survival in a world, in a society where there's no saber-toothed tigers and we're not roaming the prairies anymore, it's kind of like, there's like a dissonance there, but our bodies have not gotten any kind of like firmware upgrade in hundreds of thousands of years. And so we're stuck on the prairie looking for tigers. And so how does that play into these knee-jerk, quick reactions that we have that sometimes are detrimental?
Yeah, it is absolutely right there because what's happening in a knee-jerk response is your system is being triggered. And again, going back to your saber-tooth tiger, it's the typical responses are fight or flight, or if it gets really bad, then your body kind of freezes. And so that's the knee-jerk is the fight or the flight. You got all the cortisone, you got the adrenaline that's just hitting, spiking at that moment in time. And your system just doing that automatically to try to keep you safe. And it's funny because that can happen, it doesn't have to be that, physical scary event. It can happen with a text message, right? Some kind of text message that comes in and your system can feel like that's a threat. That the way that came across, and then boom, the trigger, cortisol, adrenaline, and you can just pump into that. And again, that's not going to be your best response if you do that. So, totally in line with that.
And so being aware of it, as I know we've had a couple of conversations now, being aware that that's the way that your body's going to respond is kind of the first tool to fight against
Step
it.
one. Yeah, that's only step one. Yeah. And that's problematic because that's where a lot of current like talk therapy and self-help and even mindset self goes. It's just like be aware of it, and then you can solve it. Well, no, you can't. Your body has reacted because it thinks it's under threat. And so recognizing is one thing. Then in our culture, we've been taught to kind of suppress, push on, just keep going, suck it up, you know? And so we don't, we've got all these chemicals that were released, and we're just trying to stuff them down and not deal with them. And that's not helping. That's all stirred in our body. So recognize, and then I say allow, you know, to just to give yourself some space to feel that, to feel the emotion without acting on all that emotion, you know, onto someone else or in response, that type of thing. Just feel it, just allow it and understand kind of where that's coming from. It's and go a little deeper. So it's not just this text message, right? It's kind of probably going back to some rule in your system about some rule that's being violated, that's being broken. Can you get to that rule and investigate that? And then can I say you need to nurture your body? You need to move a little bit to, because it's stuck, and we need to release those chemicals. And so a little body movement, you know, a little bit of stretching, a little bit of walking, a little, just a, you know, I do some things in the Qigong realm, which is a Chinese practice kind of back in the Tai Chi fashion, but it's simple body movements because this cortisol and stuff has gotten lodged and we need to kind of release it. So yeah, multiple
It
steps.
reminds me of I was in a car one time, and there was an old married couple in the front seat, and I was in the back. And I don't know what was going on, but they were arguing about something, and like where to park or where to go eat dinner or something stupid. And it was just going back and forth and back and forth. And then all of a sudden, one of them just like I just like yelled, just like made this big bear growl, you know? And then the other one was just started laughing. And I was like, oh, crap, what's gonna happen? But then after that, they released it and they were done. You know, it was like they had found their coping mechanism that when tensions get high, I just gotta get this energy out. And they magically knew that. And then everything was fine the rest of the evening. It was the strange thing, but I was when you said you got to find a way to release that cortisol, that negative energy, like as long as you're not hurting somebody, you know, there's no real unrest to do it.
And so that's a key piece of that is how can you allow that to move through you without taking it out on the people around you, and then, you know, getting yourself to that place. You know, I call it regulation, getting yourself back to that place of subtleness, peace. You know, there's the fight and the flight is no longer being triggered. The adrenaline and cortisol, you know, those the caps back on those. They're not just being released into your system.
And so let's talk about some of the things that may trigger this stress because, well, we no longer have the same level of mortal threats that we used to, but we have different kinds of threats. We have the threats of a culture that is constantly pushing us to do more faster right now. Don't wait, don't have patience, and move, 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 move. And you opened this podcast up beautifully by saying we need to increase the space between a trigger and the response. But we live in a society that's trying to compress it. So let's talk about that.
I think we need to be our best selves. We have to learn to be countercultural in that regard. We have to kind of go against that urgency culture myth, which is just saying, you know, respond, 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 and take a look at what's happening. So a lot of us, we can get into that, but we're not happy, we're not satisfied, we're not at peace, we're just running. And when we get on that race, and then you can spin and you look back through and say, well, was my day productive? Was my day efficient? I was spinning on a lot of things. I was taking a look at a lot of notifications. I was responding to a lot of things. And so honestly, when we break that down, the answer typically is no, we're not. And so we have to, I get, again, I always think it comes back to recognizing those triggers as a point to not quickly solve the problem, but to begin to say, okay, something's going on. I need to slow down a little bit here and begin to take a look at that. So it is countercultural, but it's based on our wiring. All right. So, you know, as a child, I had a situation where pretty volatile father, and so in order to be safe, I had to anticipate kind of what his mood was going to be. I had to be ready to solve problems. I mean, if he pulled into the driveway, I needed to check: is the house in order? Is whatever the hell could break loose if things aren't right. So what that did in me as a young child, I became an anticipator, a reader of emotions, and a problem solver. Okay. It served me well, and it didn't serve me well as an executive in the digital space. I was great in the sales room because I could read the room. I knew what was happening. I could see the emotions, what was going on, if somebody was into it, not into it, whatever. But I almost experienced burnout because I tried to problem solve everything. So as an executive, everybody, people would just bring problems to me. Software developers bring their problems to me. Marketing bring their problems to me. I'd try to solve it, solve it, solve it, because that was the only way my body felt safe, right? I took that from childhood and said, Mike, in order to be safe, you got to solve every freaking problem there is. And so the learning then was to understand that was the rule in my operating system in my body, and I needed to rewire that. And the beginning to do that was to recognize as soon as my body felt tight, okay, well, something's going on here. That text message came in. I need to slow down, understand what's happening. Oftentimes it was that whole thing of, are you safe? Is there a problem you need to solve? And again, I needed to learn that today I didn't need to solve every problem. Didn't need to take everybody's problem on. I needed to slow down a little bit. So that's a little bit of my story and how that weaves in.
Makes a lot of sense. And so now that you have harnessed this problem solving and really understanding, and you turn that into a successful career, you kind of burned out, you've transitioned into really focusing on the whole body and healing the whole self. And tell us a little bit about where that all of that experience has guided you and what you're doing now.
So it was a journey, and it came out of my, hitting rock bottom and tanking and real and saying, what is this? Why am I stuck in these repeating patterns? Why am I burnt out? Why do I constantly seem like I attract problems? And learning that number one, our systems kind of learn these things at a early age, and they become like a rule operating system. And we need to get at those rules to and re and then rewire them and get some of that stuck energy out of our body. I used to have terrible problems with like sciatica, low back pain, all of that. And honestly, what learned that it was just like these stress-related patterns, my body would trigger. And so what I do now is help high achievers who also kind of feel like they're on the edge of burnout, they're stuck, they're not fulfilled. They're going through these pieces, and I kind of do a 3-month program where we walk through helping understand some of these unwritten rules that they're operating by, and then to begin to look at rewiring those and to help them walk alongside them to practice and gain, capabilities in expanding that gap between trigger and response, and understanding those rules so that they can live a better, more productive life.
Love that. And so, where can we go to learn more, and who's the best fit to really engage with you?
Just come on over to my site at liveitwell.eu, just like European Union, liveitwell.eu. And you can take a look at the different pieces there. I offer one-to-one, but also a group option. And it's all about, you can also find me, I'm pretty active on Instagram. That's a spot where I share little tidbits. People can get to know me a little bit better there. And that's again, at liveitwell.eu.
And before we wrap up here, tell us really quickly, because you host multiple retreats per year. Could you just speak a little bit about the idea of escaping, not escaping, but
Stepping back, stepping away.
intentionally leaving your routine in that urgency culture, and what you gain by doing that?
So I do a number of retreats a year in Ecuador. I'm living in Quito, Ecuador. And so Ecuador is a great place because it allows me to be immersive. You can get from the high in the Andes, that's above 15,000 feet. And also in the same day, I could get you down into the Amazon jungle in Ecuador. And so it's a chance to kind of get away. And then I go through some of this coaching that goes through this process, helping people understand what's their underlying rules that they're operating by. And then we get out into nature. You know, it's an amazing, just rejuvenating thing to be able to sit at a waterfall and to just feel that water pressure on you, to be able to go up into the Andes and look down and just understand, you know, the power of nature and how that can regulate your system. So we do a process within that that is kind of immersive. So I'm trying to help people see, feel, touch, eat, and get away, all with the process where they, when they come back, that they have those tools to be able to re-engage with a different perspective.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Mike Gingrich, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to connect with him directly, you can go to liveitwell.eu. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're somewhere in the rainforest, or you're out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally, show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.